Hi there, this is Tracy. Tonight I want to talk about something that I was thinking about tonight, and it's to do with the community of people that are healing, and I'm not sure how to explain it except to say that I'm a little bit worried that when someone has a difference of opinion to ours, that we automatically call them a narcissist. And I know we're doing all this research, and I know that we are learning as much as we can, but I think we need to understand that everybody's in a different place in their recovery. And I'm talking about some groups that I'm part of. I'm talking about comments here on my YouTube channel. Could very well be, you know, a troll, but people throw that word around so much that what I'm finding is it's diluting it. It's diluting the severity of what these narcissists have done to us as a community, as a people that are healing together by sharing. And I've heard of lots of YouTubers being trolled and things happening that, you know, almost want them to go off of the air. To me, the most important part is to think about where you were and when this other person, if you have a difference of opinion to someone in this group, and I'm sorry, in this community, and I'm talking about Facebook groups and different places, that doesn't make someone a narcissist. And I think that we're all overly sensitive to being called a narcissist, because we do know what it means. And so if you're a troll and you're going to say this, so be it. I can deal with that. What I'm worried about is the people inside the communities, inside my Facebook group, inside other Facebook groups, that throw this word around a little bit too carelessly, because we are angry at our narcissists and we are sad that we were treated this way. Put yourself in the shoes of someone else that is just in a different place than you right now. They're just learning, maybe they're further along and you already learned that. Don't automatically call someone a narcissist. You can call them a bitch, call them whatever you want to, but just be really mindful that you're doing that. Because if you do that in this place of safety, where we've all come to learn and to teach each other from the things that have happened to us, together we totally heal. But if we separate for any reason at all, and we are not the community that is healing together, and we become, I disagree with you. I see it, we see it in the world all the time, and I'm just worried that in our little corner of recovery world, that we don't take that for granted, and that we don't overuse the word. And we really think hard, because some of the people that are being called a narcissist are very upset by it. There's a lesson to learn here. Don't let the hurt define you. Show others that are healing empathy. If you don't agree, just walk away. Anger breeds drama. Learn to walk away from the fight sometimes, and that skill will save you from the next narcissist. Think about that feeling. Think about your own self-doubt. Did you have self-doubt that maybe you were the narcissist? Most people do. They wonder, because the narcissist is beating you down so much that you think that you might be. But remember, a narcissist would never think that they were. So by the fact that you think that you were, but you aren't, is a good thing that you don't have to worry about so much. I know I'm rambling, but I just wanted to say that point. So that's all I got. Thanks.